Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor. Gonna greet him with a smile and shake the hand of a stranger sitting tall to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution to open up my eyes. I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself through another's eyes. I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah. Every day I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take you one day at a time. I've made my resolution. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna change the world. Yes, I am. I made my resolution of opening up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try.
Hi there, and welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. I am your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning into this program and being a part of this program. And if you would like to be a part of the program, you don't know how to do that, you can do that by simply doing this. Pick up your phone and dial this number, 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number to this program is 347-327-9316. You know, I was just sitting here listening to that song, and you know, that used to be our theme song a long time ago, and I brought it back because, you know, that's what I really am trying to do. You know, that's one thing I realized. I am trying to change the world, you know, one person at a time, and you know, that's what we have to realize and work on. And You know, and I'm working on me. You know, I'm looking at me. You know, sometimes I put Michael under a telescope or a microscope, I guess, and not a telescope, but a microscope. And sometimes I get those twisted around and turned around there, but, you know, a microscope. And sometimes you just have to look at yourself and go, you know, yeah, maybe I'm not totally where I want to be right now, but I am not where I used to be. I want you to really think about that right now. You know, I really want you to look at, okay, maybe you're not totally where you want to be in your life right now, but you're not where you used to be. The past is the past, and it's done, and it's over, and we just have to let it go. You know, and that's easier said than done. Trust me, it's easier said than done. I could sit here all day long and say, hey, you know what? I've done that, but that wouldn't be the truth. I you know, still every once in a while, the past comes back and haunts me. You know, there's little voices that yammer in my head. And you know, it's that inner critic sometimes that just comes in and just says, bum, 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 bum to me. But we got to learn how to shut off the inner critic, the inner thing that drives us all a little bonkers at times. And we have to do that, you know, day by day, you know. And, you know, the one thing that I like, Mahatma Gandhi said one time, you know, be the change that we want to see in the world today. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be that change, you know. One of my pet peeves, a lot of you have heard of this, is when I go to Walmart and there are shopping carts all over the parking lot. I don't know why that bothers me, but it just does. And you know, and I think, you know, people could just put those in those little shopping cart racks and make things a whole lot easier for everybody. Yeah, but, you know, that's one of my pet peeves. And so when I see a shopping cart just laying there, just sitting in a parking spot, I take it and move it into where it's supposed to go and try to make the world a better place. It's just, you know, small little things like that. So, all right. The card for the show comes from my Healing with the Angel deck by Doreen Virtue, and it is the signs card. And I think a lot of times, especially this time of the year, our loved ones are definitely talking to us. Our loved ones are talking to us constantly all the time. But I really feel like around the holiday season, now this is just me, you know, I don't have any scientific proof of this happening or anything like this. But I really feel like around Christmas time and New Year's and around the holiday time, our loved ones really want us to know that they're with us. And so, you know, they're doing little things to get our attention. And sometimes we're so stressed out because of the holidays. We're so busy, you know, with preparing stuff that we miss the little signs that our loved ones are around us. And so, you know, today, you know, this card pops in here and says, hey, you know what, pay a little more attention, you know, of what's going on around you. You know, it could be just a little thing like something being moved or the phone ringing and there's nobody there. You know, just little things like that, you know, or, you know, what's really interesting sometimes, especially this time of the year, you know, you can get easily depressed. I mean, I don't know why, but you can. You can just go into that place of depression. You know, I was talking to my dad at lunchtime, and you know, my mom is in a nursing facility right now, and you know, we put up the Christmas tree at the house. I mean, it was a little hard to do, but, you know, he said, well, there's nothing to celebrate. You know, there's nothing to celebrate. And I was like, there's everything to celebrate because mom is still with us. You know, she's just in a nursing facility. And so you just have to get out of that frame of mind that there's nothing to celebrate because there's always something to be thankful for. There's always something that you can say, hey, you know what, it could be worse. You know, it's, you know, so, you know, I don't know what your situation is today, but, you know, I hope that it gets better and better and better for you, okay? But watch for those signs from your angels, your spirit guides, and all those people, okay? All right, we got several callers that have called in and would like to be a part of the program, so I'm thankful for you to call in. Let me give you the call-in number again. There are people ahead of you, so be patient with me. But it is 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. There are several prayer requests that came in today. One of my friends, their cousin, is in the ICU unit in Joplin, Missouri, and you know, they're saying that, you know, it doesn't look good, and you know, and but one thing that I always believe in, I believe in the power of prayer like crazy. I mean, I do. I believe that we can change the world by prayer. I you know, call me crazy if you want, but I believe that it's true, and I've seen so many amazing things happen because of prayer. And you know, we're going to pray for her name. My friend is Connie, and her cousin. We're going to just pray for her and ask that, you know, Spirit will heal, and you know, Spirit always has final say. I mean, I have living proof of miracles. My mom was told years and years ago, we were told that my mom, I had to have a surgery, and my mom in every account should not be on the planet still, but she is, and I'm so thankful for that. And so you never give up, never give up. And, you know, doctors can say all kinds of stuff, and but, you know, final say is Spirit. And so let's go ahead and open with prayer today, and go from there. And your calls will be next right after prayer, okay? Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day. Man, I thank you for the Spirit that I'm feeling coming into this room where I'm at right now. And I just thank you for my mom, and I thank you that she is with me still. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for the blessings that you are putting into my life that I can see and working behind the scenes for me in those areas of my life that I can't see. But you're always working. You're always improving us. You're always working on us. And I thank you for that. And Father, Mother God, right now I ask that you would help me and let me move totally out of the way and become that vessel you always use on this program, and I'm so thankful for. Father, Mother God, right now I just pray for my friend Connie. Her cousin is in ICU, and the doctors don't give very much hope, but I know that you're in charge of all things, in all situations and all circumstances, and I just want whatever is best in this situation, and I want your will, whatever that is. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for that, and I thank you for your healing that you're doing right now, not just in her life, but I pray for everybody right now that might be feeling a little sick or a little depressed or a little bit down in the dumps today, that you would heal that in their lives. And Father, Mother God, that you would teach us not to listen to that inner critic in us, but to that inner protector, that inner part of us, that intuition, that intuitive voice of yours that speaks to us and wants to push us forward when we want to give up. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for that. And right now, I just thank you for my listeners, live and archived. And I just ask that you would meet their needs from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, that you would just move in every situation and every circumstance in their life right now. And we thank you for it. We thank you for surrounding us with that white light of protection. And we say namaste, and we say amen. I want everybody to do me a favor and just close your eyes for a minute, please. Just close your eyes. Thank you. All right. You got your eyes closed? All right. I promise I won't poke you or anything. Just close your eyes. Now I want you to take a deep breath in with me. Take a deep breath in, and I want you to breathe out, and I just want us to create a space for Spirit right now. Spirit wants to do something in this program. I can feel it, so just make room for that, okay? You can open your eyes if you want, and let's go ahead and start taking some of these calls. And Anna, you're on air with me. Hi, I appreciate you calling in today.
Hi there, how are you?
I am good. How can I help you?
Good. I have been applying for other positions. I have a job now. I'm looking to make a change, and I'm just wondering what you see coming up for me.
Okay. I'll be honest with you. I don't see a change in employment this month. I don't see that. I will tell you that I do see a possibility of a change as you go into next year, as you go into January, I feel January is going to be that month of movement for you, where things are really going to be opening up for you. I don't know exactly why, but I feel really good about January for you. So I would say a job opening up in January.
Is there anything I need to be doing?
I don't know exactly what. Do you got resumes out and applications out? You got those out?
Yes, I could probably do more applying, but I just wasn't sure if there were any
avenues. Yeah. I would feel like you need to apply more because I feel like that this place that is opening up for you, you don't have anything mm-hmm. in there. And so I would, you know, put some more applications out there. You know, I know that once, you know, there's a period where we just get to a place where we just want to give up. You know, we put in an application, we don't hear anything. And then that's, you know, our human nature takes over and goes, you know, what's the use? You know, nothing's going to happen. But I believe that if you put applications out, you know, put some more resumes out there, you know, you're going to be working by the end of January at a new location.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel pretty solid about that. I have everything telling me that that's going to happen for you. So let me go ahead and actually pull a couple cards on this really quick. And let me see. Yeah, I got the blessings card that's popping up here. And then harmony is popping in. And then the next card is meditation. So the other thing that you could do while you're waiting for this to open is, you know, do some meditation time, do some manifestation time, you know, manifest this job into play here and see it done. Okay? All right. Let's go ahead and say hi to Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I just met this guy named Richard, and I just want to know if it's okay to date him.
Yeah. Why do you have reservations about this yourself? But
I don't see.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's kind of overly flirty, or I don't know if he's just that way with me. And I like him, but it's like he's he's really forward.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and that's caught you off guard a little bit, but I feel okay about it. I don't see any problems with this. So let's not create any issues with it. You know, it's just his personality. It's just who he is. And you know, if you want this to, you know, go somewhere, you're going to have to love him and accept him as he is. But you know, as far as, you know, being faithful to you, definitely would be faithful to you. I don't see any unfaithfulness, anything like that. You know, I think that sometimes he might have a roaming eye and maybe, you know, likes to, you know, visit with other women and stuff like that. But, you know, that's just who he is. But as far as being faithful, he would do that, definitely.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. No problem. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk to all I got is T. So, hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Well, I just want to say I appreciate the prayer. I really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you.
And I'm calling to see just something in general. If you give anything from spirit for me, I don't know, I just felt like a presence around me yesterday, and it was a different kind of presence, like a warning, and I just want to know if you know what that was about. That's
okay.
In my company. But.
Yeah, I too, as I'm tapping into you, I will tell you, I do feel a presence around you, and I do feel like it's like a guardian angel trying to protect you. Let's see if we can figure out what it's protecting you from or what it's trying to do here. Okay. I'm going to be quiet for just a second, but I agree with you. There is something that they're trying to warn you about. So let's see if we can tap into that and find that out for you. Okay. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second. Are you planning any travel or any trips or anything right now?
I was contemplating if I was going back to New Jersey or not for Christmas, but not sure.
Yeah, I think that's what they're warning you about. I just feel like that wouldn't be a good trip for some reason. I don't know. I don't see any security issues, you know, any safety issues, you know, anything like that. But I just feel like that they're saying to proceed with caution on that, very carefully, you know, really look at that. You know, I don't know exactly why, but there's
okay.
caution lights. What I'm seeing in my head is like caution lights blinking, okay? And so just really think that out. You know, everybody wants to be with family around the holidays and stuff like that. But I just feel like that there's something that they're trying to protect you from. I don't know if there might be an argument or something that would take place, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
But,
we already
yeah,
you know, during Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But I thought it was more so because after I had a friend who was in my room and we were watching Netflix and stuff, and then after he left, it was just this weary feeling, like it was like a disappointment, anger, like I felt it around me. It was just like somebody standing behind me, kind of
right.
Okay. feeling, and I just, was it connected with that, or?
It could have been with him. I mean, there also could be, you know, something with that. I would agree on that. And also, depending on what you were watching, you know, there are TV shows and our movies that have their own energies and their own issues. And, you know, but let me check you for attachments. Let me be sure that there's no spirit lingering around you, attached to you. I don't see anything attached to you. I feel like it's around you. I wouldn't feed it. What I mean by that, let me just slow down for a minute. What I mean by that is, you know, don't let them make you afraid. I feel like that it's a spirit of fear, and what it's trying to do is make you worry, make you fearful. So don't give in to that, okay?
Okay.
Because we don't want you to give in to it. And if you don't want it lingering around you, I would just tell it to leave, and that should work.
No,
it
actually was just
yeah,
that one time I felt that
okay.
So that feeling, it was like, because sometimes I hear things, but
uh-huh.
couldn't understand what it was saying. So I was just trying to see if you could hear or understand. It felt like a warning. I wasn't sure if it was a warning against him or something.
I don't feel like it's anything to do with him. I feel like it has more to do with the trip that you're planning, because I picked
okay.
up more travel with it. So, you know, something like that popping in, just a guardian angel that was popping in there trying to, you know, talk to you a little bit. So, okay?
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye. And let's go ahead and talk to Dakota. Hopefully I said your name right. Hi, you're on air.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, how are you? How can I help you? Hi.
I'm all right, thank you. Can you just I'd like any information to do with my business for 2014, please.
Okay. I feel like your business, it will advance. I definitely see prospering. I keep hearing the word prospering, and then I keep seeing it in my head. Just it's like one of those little marquee things that's going by my eyes saying prospering. So I really feel like that your business is going to get better. Has it been a little sluggish lately, like not moving very well right now?
Yes, and I'm sort of like rearranging it all at the moment. I am, so yes.
Okay. Yeah, because it feels like you need to look at it pretty close and maybe change a few things here and there. I don't feel like, you know, we're a new energy, so everything is changing. I mean, you know, everything that we've done is not working the same way as it used to. And I feel like that with your business as well. So I would look at maybe, you know, changing it a little bit, maybe, you know, bringing in something new, something like that. But as far as, you know, it advancing, I definitely see that. It, you know, by the time this time next year, you should see, you know, a little bit more money that your business is going to be bringing in. So, okay?
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. I haven't had a caller from the UK for a while, so appreciate you calling in. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to 916. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Diana. My 2 years of light work.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm in Florida now. The angels just made a real change. I was actually looking for a woman in Sacramento who had lost her business and her husband and would have a room for me and I could help her. Then I found out that was my daughter who lost her husband and her business, and she's very ill. And
right.
The town actually rallied around me and helped me get enough money to get back here. So I'm in Florida, and my daughter's kind of sick, but we've got her through the first healing crisis already in just 10 days. So, but I'm just, the spirit have a message for me? Because, I mean, it's like I've been bounced across the country.
Yeah, you were on the other whole side of the country. Now you're on the other side. So, but there's a reason for everything that happens. I believe that, and you know, I believe that you're right where you're supposed to be at this moment in time. Now, let me go ahead and pull some cards on this really quick here, and you know, the study card comes in here, and you know, I really feel like that spirit's calling you to a place of learning. Maybe more metaphysical stuff, something like that, because I got a study card. And also study the situation that you're in right now and follow your dreams. This is a part of a bigger plan that you're still not seeing, but follow your dreams and just follow spirit. And things are coming together right now for you. I got the emerging card. It tells me that. So things are coming together for you right now. So just trust spirit right now. So.
Well, that's what I do. Always.
Right. Yeah, and always. Yeah, and it is interesting that Spirit's got you on that coastline. So, but, you know, I would say, you know, just trust Spirit. I do feel a move for you, but I wouldn't see a move for you again until it looks like maybe springtime, maybe. Yeah, definitely springtime. Okay.
That's probably when she'll be well enough that we'll part ways again.
Right.
So, yeah, I hope so. I hope she gets well soon.
Yeah, I believe that she will. I feel like that she's on the road to recovery, and that's a good thing for, you know, for all concerned right now. So, all right, I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere. And let's go ahead and put this song on, and we'll be right back.
Guru Ramadan,
you're on air. Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Laura.
Hi, how are you? How can I help?
Do you see any big changes coming up for me in the near future?
Definitely. Looks like pretty quick, actually. It looks like some changes coming right as you go out of this year into next year. Definitely see some changes, positive changes for you. You know, we don't want any more negative changes. We want positive. So I definitely see, definitely things. You know, I always tell people sometimes, I'll say, well, I see changes, but, you know, I don't say if those are positive or negative. So, but definitely see things opening up for you as you go into next year. Really more, you know, you coming into who you are and you know, stuff like that. Let me go ahead and pull some cards really quick for you as well. The forgiveness card pops in. I don't know if there is something that you haven't forgiven yourself for. I feel like that this is more towards you forgiving you. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but I think what it is being able, like, yeah, it makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, it should talk. Being able to let go
okay.
And say it's okay, I'm allowed to let go, and I always,
right.
Yeah, it makes sense. That's, yeah.
Okay. Because I've been here before, you know, where, you know, I think I've dealt with situation, you know, I say, hey, you know, that's done, I've dealt with that, it's over, and then my little brain comes back in and brings it back into play and beats us up over it again. And, you know, we've done everything that we can do to fix certain things and situations. And I feel like that's what Spirit's saying with this card for you. Just know that you've done everything you can and just finally let it go and move forward. Because I feel like it's holding you back. I feel like that this is what's been holding you back a little bit. And so, Spirit's, saying, you know, finally let it go and just get rid of it. You know, don't take it into 2014 with you and just trust Spirit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It's family obligations, and I was always the one having to fix things and reach out, and I just got tired of nobody, you know, being willing to give back equally, and I just decided I'm done, I'm gonna let that go. But it took me a while to say to myself that it was okay for me to do that.
Right. Yeah, because we get into those roles, you know, like peacemaker roles and and things like that, where and we take these roles on, and you know, and sometimes they don't work out for us. And, you know, the one thing that I see for you as you go into 2014, I got a harmony card that has popped up in here and said, that is coming for you as you go into 2014. And the other thing, meditation time, just quieting your mind. I feel like that sometimes your mind likes to play games with you and things like that. So just quiet that down and just trust that things are going to get better for you, okay?
Some of the positive changes, do they go around work or, you know, anything
I feel like also your family dynamics will be changing in 2014. That's why I was talking about forgiveness and stuff like that, because I feel like that the positive things you're going to see is positive movement in work, but more family oriented. I really feel like that a lot of the work that you have done, a lot of the energy investment that you have made where your family is concerned, you're going to start seeing some of that pay off. Because sometimes it doesn't look like it's working out, but it is. And so I really think that as you go into 2014, you're going to see some of your family changing for positive. So that'd be a good thing.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. That would be a very good thing.
Right.
So, yeah. I'm also, anything around a house, Michael? Anything at all about me getting a house next year?
I would see more late spring, early summer. It looks like maybe May or June on that.
Okay. Good. Very good. Thank
it could be
Michael.
Quicker. Timelines can be a little tricky, but I would say late May, early June on the house thing. Okay?
Okay. Thanks, Michael. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. No problem. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Holly in wherever Holly is. Hi, Holly.
That is funny. Hi.
Hi. Well, I have you on my switchboard that you're in Washington. So are you in Washington or where are you now?
Oh, no, I'm in Sacramento, California.
Okay. Yeah. We still put you in Washington State, so but yeah. That's okay, I guess.
Yeah,
we know who you are, so that's all that matters. So
yeah. The area code's still Washington, yep. But
let me check in with Nick. How did Nick have a good night last night? Is he doing okay? Whoop, we lost Holly, so that's interesting. I'm starting to talk about Nick, and some energy didn't want us to talk about that, I guess. But Holly, if you're still listening to the show, please call me back. So, all right. Let's go ahead and talk to Ebony. You're new, it looks like. Hi.
Hey. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm having a hard time hearing you at the moment.
I'm
sorry. I don't know if it's me or...
No,
oh, that's okay. That's better. Okay.
I have a question. I want to know if William, if you see William coming back into my life at all.
Has it been a while since you guys haven't talked or something like that? Has it been a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I will tell you that I feel my chest really tightens up when we talk about William. When we talk about this relationship, my chest is tightening up a little bit. What that means to me is that there's a lot of conflict at the moment. Does that make any sense to you? It just feels like communication has shut down or something has shut down. It feels like this is not moving anywhere at the moment. Does that make any sense to you?
I think so. Yeah, I guess. I just stopped talking to him. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's been a while.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I'll be honest with you, I don't see this working out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really sorry to tell you that. As a reader, I just don't feel it. And, I always hate telling people, you know, that things are not going to work out and things like that. But, you know, I think that you'd rather me be honest with you and be upfront with you. But everything that I'm feeling, I just don't feel like that this is going to work out. And I'm really sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But, if this not working out, I do feel like another relationship would pop into play here. Looks like maybe late 2014, maybe around the autumn time of next year.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye bye. We're gonna be right back. I have to let my dog out. So let's go ahead and put on a find a song here. And how about let's put this one on. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio.
Valley, mountain.
Okay, we are back, and let's go ahead with Rose. Hi, Rose. You're on air.
Hey, Michael. Can you tell me, please, if you see me getting that money back, or is that just a wash?
The money, okay. All right. I had to refresh my memory for a minute. I was like, what?
The whole ATM incident.
Okay. Yeah, that situation. I actually was thinking about that this morning when I woke up. I don't know why that was on my mind.
Really?
I was going to ask you if you got it back. Yeah. So I'm going to say, since I was thinking about it this morning and was seeing you having it, to answer your question, I would say yes, you're going to get it back. Because for some reason, when I was waking up out of my dream state, I was thinking about that, and I was going to ask you if you got that back.
Maybe
I would
that means
say yes
soon,
on that.
Then.
Yeah, I would say soon. I would say before Christmas.
That would be nice, because that would help me out a lot.
Yeah, I would say before Christmas. And I can't believe it. I was just thinking, well, when is Christmas? And Christmas is actually a week from tomorrow. So.
I know.
I know it is.
But hey, then we're in 2014, and I think everybody wants that.
Yeah, 2014 is coming, so yeah. I think 2014 is going to be a better year for all of us, so that's a good thing. So,
yeah. Thank the Lord.
Yeah. So, you know, I just feel like the things are going to be opening up for you, Rose, and yeah, but I would say that before Christmas, so that's not very far away. So.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
No problem. All right. Appreciate calling in. Could be as early as the end of this week on that. So. All right, let's go ahead and talk to CCB. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi,
Michael,
how are you?
I'm okay. I'm so backed up with so many questions to ask you. But let's go with, I need a whole reading from you. anyway, I wanted to see how the new energies coming in now is going to be affecting me, if you can give me, you know, some kind of an idea. Hopefully, it'll be positive stuff coming in.
Yeah, I feel like that they are going to be positive. The one thing that I would tell you, Susie, is I feel like that as you go out of this year, you know, I feel like that, you know, maybe you're going to have some symptoms of awakening. What I mean by that is maybe your chest is going to be tight, maybe some ringing in your ears, you know, just different manifestation of spirit moving in your behalf. But I feel like that as you go into 2014, I feel like your own reading ability is really going to start picking up. You're just going to start picking up just like that. And you're not going to have, you know, those struggles that sometimes as readers, sometimes we have those struggles where maybe we're not picking things up, you know, just right or whatever like that. But I don't see that next year. It just feels like everything's just going to start snapping together here for you. That's what Spirit is telling me. You know, Stephen, my spirit guide, it's funny. He has, like, these old, like, blocks, and he's hooking them together and, you know, connecting everything together. So I just feel like that next year things are going to really start, you know, manifesting in a positive way for you. So, okay?
That's great. I'm looking forward to that very much. I haven't had really, there's been so much going on in my family that
right.
I haven't had a chance to really work on the whole connection and everything. I've taken a little bit of a break from my radio show because of all of the things that have been going on. And
So
I'm looking forward to that, really. And I enjoy your spirit guide, too.
All right. Well, you hang in there, okay? And you take care of yourself.
All right, Michael. Thank you so much. Love you.
Love you, too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Kathy. Hi, Kathy. You're on air.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I'd like to get a message from Spirit on my spiritual journey.
Okay. Okay. Any particular area that you're concerned about, or?
Well, I keep hearing that I don't love myself, and I need to move, and I can't move forward.
Okay. I would disagree with that, actually. I think we all need to work on loving ourselves a little more and stuff like that.
Right.
But I really feel like that you do love yourself. I think that you don't give yourself enough credit sometimes. You know, it goes back to what I said earlier on the program. We, inside of our brain, we have an inner critic and an inner protector. You know, we have two voices that sometimes talk to us. And I feel like that sometimes you might listen to that inner critic a little bit too much. But, you know, I would say that you really love yourself. Your energy seems really good to me. You know, again, I don't think that, you know, a lot of times when we're looking at ourselves, we can't see all the good things. You know what I'm saying? We look in a mirror and sometimes we just see all the flaws. We see all the things that are not right with us. And does that make sense to you, that you do that maybe sometimes? Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing you. I don't know if you're breaking up or...
I'm on Skype, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's probably why. Yeah. And I'm using Skype, too, so sometimes when I'm using Skype and other people use Skype, it doesn't work all together. You know, I definitely see things as your spiritual growth goes. I definitely see doors opening for you as you go into 2014. January, February look really good, and the rest of the year looks okay, too. I don't see anything that I'm really concerned about for you next year. You know, the one thing that I would do is maybe, you know, do some metaphysical studying. You know, there's all kinds of stuff on the Internet that you can look up. But as far as loving yourself, I would say that that's not really an area of concern. You know, everybody needs to work on that a little bit, but I would say that you love yourself. I see that with you. So,
well, I'm hoping to hone in on my mediumship.
I would work on that, and how you work on that is through meditation and working with your spirit guide. That's what I had to learn with my spirit guide. I mean, mediumship stuff for me sometimes just comes really easy, and then sometimes it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those muscles that we need to use and work on. But, yeah, you definitely have it. You just need to develop it a little bit. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye. If anybody wants to set up a full reading with me, let's give you. I already know my website, so I don't need to give it to me. Let's give it to you. Our website address is www.insightswithmichael.com. My tongue gets tangled up sometimes. Have you ever had that? You're trying to say something, and you know what you're trying to say, and then all of a sudden you hear yourself, which I just did, and I was like, what am I trying to say here? Okay, speak English. So, but yeah, www.insightswithmichael.com. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Holly, and hopefully Holly will stay on there with us. Hi, Holly.
Oh, yeah. I accidentally hung up. Sorry. Nick is doing great. He said he slept great last night, so far so good.
That's good. Do you have a question today?
Anything from my brother?
I'm not picking up anything right now, Holly. That doesn't mean that he's not around you. Just means he's not communicating with me at the moment. I feel like that your brother tries to communicate with you. You know, we had the signs card to begin the show today, and I think that, you know, he just tries to talk to you with different signs and situations. So, definitely around you.
Did I already apply for the job I'm going to get, or I got to keep on looking?
Keep on looking. I don't think you have that out there yet.
Okay.
I'd keep on beating the street and looking for that job. It's out there for you. But I just don't see an application in there yet from you. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. All right. Take care of yourself. All right. Bye bye.
You too. Bye.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Ann. Ann, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. I'm
surprised to find you tonight and grateful to be able to talk to you.
I'm glad you got to talk to me too, so how can I help?
Yeah, thanks. My mom will be gone 8 years today, and I visited the cemetery and took some flowers. And I'm wondering if she has any messages right now. I'm still facing some health challenges, financial, and, you know, the usual. I'm wondering if anything's coming through.
Okay. She's definitely coming through. She's telling me that she loves you and that she's around you and never to give up. You know, I know that a lot of times, you know, we're faced with difficulty after difficulty after difficulty, and sometimes it looks like we're just being slammed against the wall. And that's what's been happening with you for, you know, for a while now. But the one good news I have for you, Ann, is I really feel like that's lifting off of you. As you go out of this year, I really definitely see things picking up for you in a positive way. You know, I still see a move for you. I definitely see that. You know, and I just feel like that she's pushing a lot of things open for you. So that's a good thing. And she saw you, you know, put with the flowers, and she wants to say thanks for, you know, remembering her and stuff like that. So, you know, because it's a remembrance that we do, you know, to just remember our loved ones and
right.
Acknowledge them. Yeah.
Say anything regarding getting this health issue resolved?
I would say that's going to be resolved in a positive way. It looks like right at the beginning of January.
Oh, good, because I'm going back to the doctor this week that I was to before, and I don't know if she's going to run more tests or if she'll be able to come up with answers for me, if that's the right direction.
Yeah, I feel like that she's going to run a couple more tests, it looks like to me, but I feel like that she's on the right track with that.
Oh. Right track, okay, and should help resolve this issue.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, it should be resolved as well. Looks like by the end of January, early February, you should have some answers and start feeling a whole lot better.
Oh, that would be wonderful. And as far as the move, do you get any time frame on that? I haven't sold my home yet. It's still on the market.
Okay, I'm sorry, and my brain just went someplace else for a second there, and can you repeat your question? Okay.
Okay, I haven't sold my home yet, and I'm not sure where I'm going. I'm just wondering when you see that happening and if you get anything about where I'm going or in direction.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where you're going, but I feel like you are going to sell that house. I would say at the beginning of January.
Oh, the beginning of January.
Yeah, I was going to say the end, but Spirit corrected me and said about the beginning of January.
Good, because I've got some things packed, not everything, but I got Christmas out and I got things decorated, so it looks nice, but it's kind of a mixed emotion I got going on right now, you know.
Oh, yeah. Anytime that you leave a place you've been for a while, there's a little bit of sadness. There's a little bit of that, you know, man, I wish things would have worked out. But I really feel like the Spirit's moving you out of there into a better place. I don't know where that better place is, Anne, but I definitely see that happening for you.
Better, yeah. I need to do it financially. I don't want to, but I just need to get a better hold on my finances. You know, it's just it's not working. So you do think it'll work out and be better then?
Yeah, I definitely see it being better. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Michael. Thanks for being on for us, and I hope you have a great Christmas and a very happy New Year, and also your family. And
thank
you.
That's very nice.
A lot of good luck in the New Year. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Ian. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. We're going to go, actually, I feel like that we're done for today, so we're just actually going to go off the air. But I appreciate everybody calling in today. One thing that I would do is just pray for me. I think that I'm fighting a cold off and on. So I would just ask you for your prayers in that situation. So, but thank you so much for being a part of Spiritual Talk Radio. If you would like to set full readings with me, you can do that by going to www.insightswithmichael.com and set those up. And you can always check out spiritualtalkradio.net and learn more about us and all that stuff over there. So you be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. I'll talk to you soon. We will not be on air tomorrow. I'm going to take tomorrow off, but we will return to airwaves on Thursday at 3:30 p.m. Central. I'm going to take tomorrow off. All right. Talk to you guys later. Have a great day. Bye-bye.